Staying the course in Iraq has meant trouble for the military in recruiting troops. Now the Pentagon is defending its use of a massive recruiting database. It contains information about millions of high school students and other potential recruits. Privacy advocates who recently uncovered the database say the effort violates federal privacy laws and could expose young people to identity theft. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The database marks an effort to compile one giant master list of possible recruits. It already includes the names of more than 3 million high school seniors. David Chu, Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, underplayed the sophistication of the effort, saying it's just a list of names and addresses.
This is not like the magazines, targeting different advertising inserts for every city in the country. Maybe we'd like to be that level of sophistication. That's not where we are.
But in fact, the military's own materials show that the recruiting effort analyzes, for example, which ethnic groups are most likely to read recruitment materials. This master database also shows that the military is turning increasingly to private information collections, just as many government agencies do. The list is maintained by a database marketer called BeNow, and the military says it will incorporate information maintained by commercial marketers. Some of those marketers distribute surveys to students. Chris Hufnagel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says that by turning to the private sector, the military has access to information that is ordinarily off limits.
Your student record is protected by federal law, but if the student is directly solicited to give away their information, that information is no longer protected.
Hufnagel says the list commits another privacy faux pas by seeking to gather Social Security numbers of students.
Direct marketers found out years ago ways to uniquely identify individuals and households without employing the Social Security number, but it appears as though the military is going to rely upon the SSN for data matching.
Hufnagel says this tactic exposes students to identity theft if those numbers are lost or stolen by the military or by the commercial contractors. The Pentagon says the numbers are scrambled to guard against theft and are used only to eliminate duplicate names. The Electronic Privacy Information Center and other groups raised the alarm when they saw a recent notice about the database in the Federal Register. In fact, military officials say this list has been in development for over 3 years, but they forgot to publish a mandatory privacy notice. The Pentagon's David Chu says this was simply an oversight, but he says people should not be surprised that the military is doing what Congress has ordered, trying to keep recruitment numbers up so the country does not have to return to the draft.
If we don't want conscription, you have to give the military service an avenue to contact young people to tell them what is being offered.
News about the list comes as the No Child Left Behind Act is placing new obligations on schools. They must give military recruiters the same access to student information as any other groups might have. Parents can choose to opt out and not receive information gathered through that effort, but Chris Hufnagel says the military's recruitment database does not offer that or other protections that consumers rely on.
Standard telemarketing rules and other rules concerning direct marketing only apply when the communication is in commerce, and these activities can't be seen as in commerce.
The database is part of the military's struggle to meet recruitment goals. At the same time, military recruiters are facing criticism for being too aggressive in going after young people. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.